Hey everyone, welcome to the Getting Chicks podcast. This is Dave Swan. Today our guests were Justin Foster, comedian from justincomic.com, and Dana Pacheco from Awkward Kids. She has a show at the beginning of August at the Improv Lab, and you can also see her sketch videos on Awkward Kids if you look it up on YouTube. All right, fantastic. Have fun. Give it a listen.
Pacheco, whatever.
It sounded like a rushing nesting doll when you told me last night.
Well, you're white, so you would say Pacheco and, you know.
Pikachu.
Pacheco.
Pacheco. Like, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, like in LA.
It's a lot.
I mean, I don't really
say it one more time.
Only when I'm around like Mexicans, I do it. I'm not gonna do it.
Say it again very slowly.
No. Nope. I'm not
just
gonna.
Just keep your hands above the table.
Okay. I'm gonna scoop it.
Yeah,
I was a squirter.
But wow.
Ew.
All right. This 30 seconds in, this took a turn for the worst.
We've already gone over this before. I like to kill jokes.
Yeah, we know.
Why do you kill him? Oh, kill him. Oh, okay, because you're making a joke.
So you were about to say...
I get it.
You're figuring... all right, first of all, how old are you? Roughly. I'm not saying like actual age, but like age bracket for a demographic.
I'm in my late 20s.
Okay, that's perfect. That's what I have to say.
And you early 40s and all.
No, that's perfect. So you said you're just figuring it out, like dating stuff.
I'm still trying to do the same.
Yeah, why not? I'm a late bloomer, so it's like...
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, I had one boyfriend freshman year of high school, and then I was like, oh my god, it was like a year, and then done for the next 3 years, and then I got my next boyfriend freshman year of college, and that was for like 5 years.
What?
Yeah, with a little break in between, had to take a Europe trip. Not like I did that on purpose, but it was
sure.
Like at the end of it, but... but we're, like, too good of friends to be together, you know? But, and then had another boyfriend for, like, 2 years, and then...
Wow.
You just, like, once you get into something, you're in for the long haul.
I guess. I mean, my first one in freshman year was, like, we were, like, best friends. We watched baseball together, we played, we, like, hung out, you know? More of a friendship than a romance. And, like, when my second serious one was romance.
So were you friends beforehand?
Who? The second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were friends beforehand, but...
Do you think that works better? What do you think works better? To be friends beforehand and then be like, oh, I kind of like you, or meeting and have an initial attraction?
But this is what I'm saying. I'm, like, figuring that
You're
out
figuring
right
that.
Now.
Okay.
Like,
right.
I have to have the chemistry. The chemistry has got to be there.
Sure.
And, you know, sometimes, for me, I'll just, like, if I like somebody, then... You know, it'll be fun and we'll hang out or something, but I'm such a late bloomer that I'll just be like, all right, let's kiss. Oh, wait, now we're adults. We have to do other things too. Can't we just kiss?
Right.
You know?
There's nothing better than an old spit makeout session, first of all.
Oh, but then I get like wrapped around like everything. I'm like, oh, this is the moment. Oh, this is a moment. This is great.
Hit
like,
you in your head?
Well, because I've had the romance too, so then I'm just like, oh, this could be romantic, but then at the end, I'm like, yeah, I'm not really, I don't know, there's no chemistry. You know what I mean?
She's very analytical. She's like, okay, I should probably touch his balls right now.
No. I'm
giving the right one too much attention.
Yeah.
Wait, right. There's no left one. Shit.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
This is also, the old school romance is coming from the guy who, when we were at a show a couple weeks ago, this is about to get weird.
Okay.
Then bust out a wine bottle and goes, who's ready to play Spin the Bottle?
I like playing Spin the Bottle. I like old school makeouts.
I literally have never played
Spin the
Bottle.
Are you serious?
Late bloomer.
I'm going to be honest. Actually, until that time, never played Spin the Bottle.
Because after shows, we're playing Spin the Bottle with the crowd. I mean, that's just how... That's how a show is supposed to end.
That's pretty cool. That's
right?
Like some creepy ass thing that
why do I have
you
feeling
would do.
Thank you very much. This is the second time you've called me for 2 days. Tomorrow.
You are. You're like a little creeper. It's cool.
The bottle is coming out tomorrow.
Do you want me to bring up a bottle of wine with us?
Yes, tomorrow. Right. Yeah, absolutely.
You
here's the thing,
right.
Though. Like,
it's got to be empty, so I guess we should start.
Now
we should
things.
Start drinking now.
He's like, don't worry, I have the white Sauvignon Blanc over there for the ladies.
You're such a ladies' man, look at you.
Hey, that is a good glass.
I know it's a good glass. I think this was stolen from Flappers, actually.
Nah.
No, it's still got the receipt on it. I don't want any wine, please
but
don't open it.
But there is some lipstick. Whoa.
What?
You're such a liar. This is such a lady,
yeah.
A lady magnet cave.
Chapstick.
It's also probably from when the last person was on the podcast. They, she was wearing lipstick.
Oh. I'm wearing chapstick. Wait, you're not serious? Or you are serious?
You want to?
Yeah!
Right.
Looks like somebody's being the prude.
Just I'll have a glass of wine. That's fine.
As your thumbs are twiddling. Like, nobody can see this, but he's like, God damn it.
Like, I'm going to be the dick who's not drinking.
God damn it.
You guys already made me... First of all, David makes me feel less of a man.
David makes me feel...
Dana does. Oh, okay. And so, hang out with her now drinking wine in front of her, I feel very emasculated at this point. Because she's like the sports... Like, she's like... Like, how would you describe Dana?
Oh, she knows more about sports than I do.
I don't think... I think I know more about the sport because I like sports, but not about, like... players or statistics or any of that stuff. Shit. I ain't a fucking nerd. Like, I don't know all that stuff.
Yeah, I can't tell you any of that. The only thing I know about, like, I know stuff about sports from playing them.
Sure, exactly.
Outside of that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They didn't play
for my
sports.
Teams, I like my teams, you know, but I'm lucky to have teams. Where are you from?
From Dallas.
You got teams.
You got the Cowboys.
Yeah, you got the Cowboys. I mean, Astros. Mavericks. Like, but they're not Dallas.
Well, out here, you got two of everything.
We got Rangers, we got Mavericks, Stars, and Cowboys.
Astros.
Astros is Houston. We don't... We don't star enough away.
Houston is like Mexico.
And yeah. Well, that's like our Houston and Dallas. Fuck. It's like, what do you guys?
San Francisco?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Ladies,
are you a Dodger fan too?
No, I'm an Indians fan, if anything, for baseball.
I don't like
Indians. She likes Indians.
Well, yeah, she does. Some of that straight hair.
Do you? No, never mind. I was going to ask you. There's something anyways.
Yo, what were you going to say?
You seem like you would be the type of girl who is into athletes.
I have a wide variety. I would say, like, my type is predictable.
And by that, I mean black guys.
No. I've actually never...
Are you serious?
I've never even kissed a black guy.
Ever since I met you, I was like, she likes black dudes.
I mean, black dudes generally like...
They like you?
Because I got the booty.
Sorry, that was...
I mean, I can't help that.
You never kissed a black dude? Are you opposed, or it's just never happened?
It's just never happened.
Right. Okay. I've kissed a black dude before. Oh. No, I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
I know. Spin the bottle after shift. Cheers.
Hey, cheers. Salud. Salud. Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's just delicious.
That's just cute.
2 bucks can't do better than that.
Beautiful. Okay, that's absolutely right. Beautiful.
I wish you wouldn't have said 2 bucks, because it doesn't taste as good now.
Juice. That's what it makes it. It's right. Just juice. It's not, you know, it's like you could put an ice cube in there.
I'm gonna be honest, this is the first time there's been wine. Usually it's whiskey or beer.
All right.
Ooh, I gotta stay away from whiskey.
Yeah?
I'm not allowed.
What happens?
That's how half my family is. Half of, like, mom's side, no brown liquors. Dad's side, that's all they drink.
I cannot have any brown liquors, especially whiskey. You hear a mouse or something?
No, I don't know what I heard. What is, you can't have any brown liquors?
No brown liquors.
Why is that?
Whiskey Dana is fun.
Whiskey Dana.
But she's very notorious.
Drunk Dave.
For?
I have like a really good time, but then I'm just like in love with everything and everyone. And
I don't see a problem with any of this.
Well, now we have rules at my house. Like, this is a legit rule. I am not allowed to have whiskey unless I'm in the comforts of my best girlfriends, which are Shannon. I mean, oh, wait, I can't say names, right?
You can.
Well, my roommates, you know what I mean? Like, they know Whiskey Dana inside and out. They're like, okay, well...
That's funny.
It's so fun, but I just cannot, because I don't know. Brown liquors.
There's only one whiskey I can't have. That's Jack.
Oh, yeah, Jack is your... Yeah.
No, I woke up on a sidewalk. I didn't wake up on a sidewalk. I was found on a sidewalk by the police.
Nice. I don't do anything reckless like that. But
you seem like you're missed, like, I love everybody, let's make it out.
Yeah.
That's why your good girlfriends have to be around you.
Right, your girlfriends have to reel you in. Like, there goes Whiskey Dana again.
Whiskey Dana.
Making out with the door guy.
We got him for free, though.
Yeah, we're already in.
Oh, man.
This is Bud Ruckers. He's a host.
I love him. I love him.
He's so cute. So your types, you said it's a range?
It's a range. Like, I will go for, like, athletic, you know, baseball players, mostly catchers, the squatting.
Right, thank you.
She's like, strong legs.
Strong legs and this nice butt. Like, they gotta have a good butt.
Sure.
And then, like, I'll go from that to some, like, weirdos. Like, you know, skinny white dudes that, you know, are crazy, wild, obnoxious, but there is a consistent thing that I... feel like I always gravitate to is like a quiet confidence, like I don't want anybody who's, like, that's the problem with some athletes or some big guys that are, you know, whatever. They can be super confident and loud and, like, dickheads. And I'm just like, that's not what I'm looking for, you know?
The loudest guy in the room is not always the most confident.
Right.
Those are my buddies back home. They're just like, oh, I'm so great.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
If you have to tell somebody how great you are, you're probably not that great.
Yeah.
But they have to be confident. Like, I can still see a quiet guy being very confident. Right. I mean, that's my father. My father is, like, super quiet, you know, but the moment he says something, he's hysterical. Like, you're just dying. And plus, he has a dope mustache, so
can see your dad having a mustache.
Oh, my God. He's from Mexico, like, you know, mustache, tan,
what's
Mexican.
His last name again?
Pacheco.
Yeah. There it is.
This is so funny. I don't know.
So I was having this conversation with some people the other day. Is that as a female, like, not specifically about you, just women in general. Okay, so like when guys like when we're at a bar and we see a girl we're attracted to, obviously we have to go and speak to them, right?
You have to. Is that? I see someone attractive. I have to talk to them.
We're not going to wait for you guys to come up to us.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so like it's kind of our job to lead, right? But as a female, if you're at a bar, if you're at a place, you see a guy that you're attracted to, a lot of girls aren't as direct as walking up and being like, hey, you're cute, what's up, let me buy you a drink. What's a nonverbal thing that like you as a woman would do to get a guy's attention at a bar? Example, walk into the bathroom where he's at once or twice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's kid stuff. No way. I mean, I think, like, as far as, like, if a woman wants to, you know, talk to a man, all she really has to do is make eye contact. And I'm talking about, like, a connection, you know? Some people can make eye contact and it's just, that's how we talk to each other, right? I mean, I hope that's how people talk to each other. But there's a certain, like, lingering, and you're talking to somebody.
So you want to be approached, you give them a...
Well, like, I mean, we're not giving examples here, guys. There's no look.
You get a look, and then you go, heads up?
No, there's no head nod at all. There's no finger motion, come over. There's no kissy face.
Creepy wink.
Oh, that's the other thing. Oh, man. If somebody winks at me, it's or says, sup, it's over.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to wink at. Sup is a...
Who the hell says sup?
Sup.
I don't think
anyone says sup.
1996.
Sup,
like,
is pretty bad. I'm a winker. If I'm going to the bathroom or I'm going to the bar and I pass a girl and
don't
I smile, I wink and
don't ever do it again.
Really?
Yep. Don't ever do it again.
All right. It's not like, I'm not trying to like hook up. We made eye contact. I'm acknowledging you. Like, hey,
Yeah, don't do the gun shoot either. Yeah, put the guns away. There's no guns. Yeah,
I was in the... the Jack incident when I was in the hospital, my buddies were just like, yeah, you were winking and going to the nurse the whole night.
Hilarious.
I mean, but that's the thing. If that's you, someone will like that.
True.
Absolutely. Like, for me personally.
That's a no-go.
What's that? You don't think that's, you think
for
that's
you,
awesome? So. Yeah, for
no,
me.
That's terrible.
For me, it's no good. But, I mean, somebody really might like it and be thinking that's, you know, quirky and funny, like... I see some relationships with my girlfriends, and I'm like, why are you with this person? But I'm like, I understand why you are.
Sure.
And I would understand why you're blissfully retarded happy, but it's just, what is this?
That's why she's with him.
Just big. Oh, big dick.
See?
Yeah, you do.
Now you're in the clique.
You make it weird.
I know. What?
No, I mean, if he's got a big dick, then what are you going to do?
Like, is that really a factor with women?
I don't know about that. Like, I can't say what, I mean...
What are you trying to say?
I don't think that matters. I honestly don't think that matters. But, like, some people do. But, I mean, I think that it's all the motion of the ocean, not to be cheesy.
First of all, okay, if I can't do that, you can't ever say that.
I know. We're on the cheesy tangent
now. You can't say it's the motion of the ocean.
Well, I'm not going to get clinical and say what I like or what this is. Like,
I'm
got to use some metaphors.
Four to 6 inches, roughly.
No math here. There's no math allowed.
Hilarious.
What was, my one friend, she actually hooked up with a guy just because she saw that he had a Magnum condom sitting out.
Nice.
She's like, never been with that before. Could be fun. I'm like,
but anybody can buy Magnum condoms.
Yeah, that's their only.
Your pad here, you probably have some that you leave lying around when girls come over.
No.
No?
It's all, everything's put away in its place like that.
Oops, I didn't realize that the Magnums were everywhere.
Well, I mean, for girls, I would say if they are, you know, pretty secure with themselves sexually, they know what they want. Or they know what works for them.
Right.
And for every girl, it's, for every female, it's different.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah. Yes.
If we're getting clinical here,
yeah.
You guys,
well, we're not
this
five.
It's all medical. It could be like a tiny girl who likes, you know, someone who's well endowed.
Sure.
But that's just her fit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, every girl is different. I have to say, every female has to be different. But I'm a late bloomer. Take it from a late bloomer. It's coming from pure innocence.
Oh, Jesus. My thing is this, though.
This is absolute innocence.
This is what she did not like. This is all lies, by the way. Anybody that's listening, do not be fooled.
It is.
Ugh.
What's that?
Why would you know? Why would you say, like, a lot of women are attracted to older guys? Versus vice versa.
Well, here's the thing. I'm probably the wrong candidate to ask because, like I said, also in my wide range of type, like, I've also, like, hooked up with older men and younger men. So I think it's still...
What's your preference, though?
No, there is. It's not about preference. I think for me, it's about time of life, like, what I'm going through, mm-hmm. like, you know, I don't know. Very deep.
I think it's just because they're like, oh, he's more comfortable with who he is, and girls also want to go, I'm very mature. I need to be with a very mature guy.
It could be whatever phase the woman is in, or, I mean, unless it's a dumbass broad, and she's just like, oh my god, I just love older men with lots of money, and that's all I'm going to go for, and she's
right.
completely clueless, like... I mean, there are women out there, but there are men out there that are like that, too. It's not just like...
It's actually a website specifically marketed towards that.
Oh, I believe.
Yeah, I looked it up. SugarDaddy.com. I was trying to get me a sugar daddy, but you have to be a chick to get on there. I was very disappointed.
Sugar mama. You gotta get a sugar mama.
Too much pressure.
It's like CougarLife.com, Cougar... Like, they've advertised them on the radio. I'm like, really?
Sugar daddy is like, you could probably, like, just like, I just want to hang out with you. Right? Like, cougars, they're going to want you to...
They're going to want you to
sound.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
She went on Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yeah.
Like, there has to be something really wrong with these guys if they have to use a dating service.
If you're a millionaire and you have to use a dating service, yeah, you're fucked in the head.
And she was like, yeah, the guy expected me to hook up with him on your second date. I go, yeah.
I don't know anything about that internet dating stuff. Like, I
don't either, but it's a TV show where there's millionaires that
it's
can't.
It's based off of.
It's millionaires that can't get chicks.
Yeah.
Well, probably because they're just, like, I don't know, insecure and hiding behind their money or whatever.
That's when you walk in the bar and throw hundreds at bitches.
No, that's how you do it. You just walk in the bar, like, round for everyone.
Yeah, and then some girl's going to be like, okay.
Well, yeah, because that's the female that's looking for that type of guy,
sure.
And I'm sure that guy is looking for that type of female.
Well, women are attracted, first of all, I think it's not them being gold diggers. Women are attracted to
that
somebody
kind of
that can provide, well, somebody that can provide for them.
I mean.
Right? And money is a sign of being able to provide.
I don't think every woman is like that, though.
Really?
I mean, I ain't like that.
Really? Honestly, deep down, not saying that you've never been attracted to a broke person, but to settle down, you'd want somebody that was stable.
That's the difference. If you're looking to date and, like, just hang out with some guy, hook up,
right.
You know, like, whatever, then, of course, nobody's going to be in their right mind. But if you're really looking to settle down, get married, like, have a family, all those things, I would question both parties' intentions if it's just for money, just for, like, this trophy wife. Like,
right.
Come on, like, what's the point?
Sure. No, I agree.
But those are, I mean, those could be those people, like, we are our people, whatever we want, but I don't think it categorizes most women or most men.
You
don't think? No. I mean, maybe that's where we live.
No, I agree with, like, someone who can provide, because, like, when something I look for in girls is someone I can take care of. Like, someone I can, like, you know, kind of be like, oh, all right, I'll help you out with
But it's got to be financial? Is that
No, not financial.
Okay.
Like, someone I can...
I mean... Be with, right?
Yeah.
Like, someone you could be with, someone you can show, like, those things. I was just talking with my roommate about this. It's like, what exactly we need, or what is it that females need? Like, I can't say it's the same for everybody, but, you know, it's like, some women might need financial stability. Like, they need that. They need affection. Some, like, constant attention, constant, to where everybody else around him is like,
right.
Like, get the fuck out of public, you know, right. Or go in the corner in an alleyway or something. It's like, come on, get out of here. Or, you know, just a friend, and like, what kind of, like, those relationships, like, some people that I know that got, have, are getting married, you know, everyone's getting married around me, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Facebook just rubs it in your face.
I'm like, I see one more picture.
Yeah, one more wedding dress.
One more wedding dress, I'm gonna fucking kill him.
I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Great, why don't you put pictures of your babies up in everyone?
I'm gonna start unfollowing everybody who posts pictures of their babies. Like, I'm just going to leave
my
friends list.
I cannot stop looking at those
really?
Things.
Actually,
well, you know what? I love seeing the happiness because I think, like, that's really beautiful. And, like, the kids' faces, they're just like, oh. And I think, man, when I was a kid, we didn't have cameras like that. I think
right.
The technology is crazy. I think it's fucking rad.
Because no one posts pictures of their crying baby at 3 o'clock in the morning, like, gross,
I
red
know.
Face.
No, I'm going to do that now.
It's always, like, glamour
That's
shots.
That's so funny. That's so
this is,
funny.
This is years in the future. So let's just store that away. Just, all right, 3 in the morning, you asshole, you wake me up.
That's
your chinky's cute. What do you think now?
That's funny. See, my thing is, like, I don't like letting those pictures because I'm at that stage, I'm like, where I want kids. Like, I want to be a father. Like,
yeah.
In the net, like, I'm not one to put a time on it, but pretty soon.
Yeah.
And so every time I see pictures like that, I'm like, oh, it's so adorable. I'm like the former alcoholic that can't walk by a bar.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, shit, I want... Because I'm at that point in my life where, like, my... Is it weird to say, like, my biological clock is ticking?
You never
no,
know.
It's not
I
weird.
Say that.
Right, I know.
I mean, I've met several men that are, like, look, or, you know, along my path, but I'm like, oh, they're looking for a family. They're looking for, and I have to stay away from
right,
them.
Yeah.
You know, because that's not what I'm looking for
sure.
at this moment,
yeah.
you know? So I would say, like, somewhere there's somebody who is looking for that at the same exact time, and it should be, and it will be right.
Right. I'm not saying that I don't necessarily want the woman that comes with it. Like,
you just want the kid.
I just, like, there's this part of me that's
just... like, look, you have a uterus.
Right, like, I'm...
Can I just
no.
borrow it?
Yeah.
You'll be the surrogate, okay?
It's not like...
I got a deposit I can put down.
It's not that I'm like, oh my God, I need a wife, I want to get married, I want to set it up. But there's this little, like, this instinctual part of me that's like, oh, I want a baby.
You
want
to play
I mean?
With it.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, I want a baby. Am I missing
Do you
out
have
on
any
something?
Animals?
No, I used to. I'm a big dog person.
Okay.
And where I live, I can't have any, so... That's just my solution. I need to get a puppy. But... I feel like I'm missing, like, unhappy. Like, as a comedian,
sure.
we're miserable pricks. And I feel like I'm seeing, like,
True.
These happy, like, I'm like, oh, maybe if I had a baby, I'd be happy. You know
There's
what I mean?
Like, I need to fill that hole
just
that
be
I
normal.
Can't fill myself.
There's that part, that's, like, my normal that I'm, like, I look in from the window across the street.
Is that how you grew up? Is that, like, seeing family like that?
I grew up, my family's crazy growing
okay.
up, yeah. But, I don't know, I was always anti-kids. I don't want a kid. I don't want to get a relationship. And then lately, I'm like, maybe if I got... you know, if I had a family, I had a real job, like, maybe things. I don't
See, know. I want a kid, but I just, like, I know now is not the time.
Yeah, no, Devin, it's not the time for me either. However, I would say
maybe
it wouldn't be a post.
Maybe you're letting your little heart just, like, open up a little bit.
Is that what
time?
It is?
Probably.
The Grinch let his heart grow a couple sizes too big.
Probably.
I'm too vulnerable right now. I gotta go back
into
my shell.
It could
drink
be.
Some more. Drink some more.
Oh, God.
Numb it. Numb the pain.
Numb the vulnerability.
I mean, I think there's a time and place for everything. Like, relationships too, like, okay, I wasn't ready, like, this is a terrible example, but for my first kiss, for a year relationship, when I was a freshman in high school, after that, I was like, no boys, like, oh, I can't do it anymore, they drive me nuts, I want to focus on me, blah, 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 wasn't ready for it until, like, years later, and, I mean, that's a terrible example, but I'm saying, I think everybody goes through these phases where... You know, they're ready for a relationship, and then, or they get into one too soon, and they
sure.
get, like, you know, some crazy ass person that they're with, and then they're like, what the fuck was I doing? And, you know, I don't know.
That's my problem. Is I only
crazy
date,
or
I only
or
date
bliss.
Crazy chicks. That's my problem.
I know. You see the crazy, you're like,
well, you don't want to have babies with those ones. Come
yeah.
on now, bro.
Yeah, you do. Then you can just
come
create.
On.
Come on, bro.
You don't want that.
I know.
Just create a whole new level.
Like I'm saying, I'm not planning anything.
Wow.
That, bring it back full circle. I'm not planning anything, but when I see these pictures on Facebook, I'm like, oh, that looks adorable. Am I missing something amazing? That's all.
Well,
like
I think you're looking for a little bit of... I think you are.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Just a heartbeat.
It's okay.
Just listen
I'm
to
a man.
Questionably at best.
Easy.
Hey, how do you feel about that plant right there?
I don't give a fuck about plants.
Oh, it's life, though.
I hate
it's life.
I know you do.
I'm not a plant person.
I'm a plant person. I don't like dogs. I like plants. I want a kid to play with kid.
Here's the thing.
But I don't want to feed
the
kid.
I have no urge to have a child.
Really?
None.
Like ever or just right now?
Honestly, like for up until...
Well, I thought you had one.
No.
Oh, I thought you
did. Yeah, actually, for some reason, I thought you did, too. Like, I thought there was
you
a conversation.
Did you have a baby seat in my car?
No.
Oh.
There was a conversation, I think, that you have to watch the kid or something.
Yeah, you said I'm getting the kid for a while.
Oh.
This is, like, I just remember, like, that
Yeah, we were at the bar for a homegirl's birthday. And you were like, I'm so excited, I'm getting the kid for a little while.
What?
Yeah.
I either heard you say that at that party, or... Yeah, you can say people's names, it's just, you can't say
I couldn't remember. Yes, I've been drinking.
I know.
Yeah, actually, like,
I babysit. I mean,
Okay. It's not, for some reason, it sounded like you had a kid. I don't know why.
I mean, I literally am around children all the time. Like, that's my.
Well, you do work at a comedy club, so.
Well, that's my second or, you know, third, whatever fucking job you want to call it.
I don't, like.
Is that bold to say?
No.
It's perfect.
I think my point is, like, at this point in my life, like, I'm obviously not looking to get married or have a kid. However, if I got that phone call, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, it's the end of the world. I'd be like, oh, okay. You know what I mean?
I'll make it work. It would be with somebody that you really...
Either way.
Don't want any part of it? I'll take care of it, don't worry.
Yes. Hey,
sure, your body goes to hell for 9 months, but you know what? I'll take care of the kid.
Well, if you're saying if you do love her or if you don't, I mean...
Right.
That's fine. You'd still be able to, like, because this is what you want at this time.
Right. I wouldn't be going to the bank to get, you know, $300 cash to get it taken care of.
Sure.
Is it four now? Jesus.
Jeez, wow.
Back in my day.
I think you guys could have it free. Like,
back,
I mean, well,
really?
Yeah, Planned Parenthood is...
I think you had to pay a little bit.
Nah, bro.
So where's my money been going?
Wait, where are we?
These bitches have been ripping me off.
Guys, you could also get free condoms at Planned Parenthood and free Plan B.
What's a condom?
Okay, well.
Easy.
They're actually not very fun. The ones that
they're
terrible,
aren't they?
Oh my god.
Oh, Planned Parenthood, the free ones, they're like purple or like red.
Well, they're like,
oh,
well, they give colored ones for the kids, you know?
It's like, you're a child. Here, have a colored
I swear
condom.
To God, I remember whipping one out. I'm like, oh man, this is going to be a bat, like, you know, reach into my drawer on the side of like, oh god,
it's got a baby with a serpent line through it on the cover.
Well, it's like, well, do we want yellow or red? I don't know. Here.
It just looked like you were looking at a pregnancy test, that face you made.
Well, that would be a smaller, yeah.
Hottest, most sexiest thing a girl can do is pull out condoms out of the bedside drawer, by the way.
Well, I mean, hopefully,
and disturbing,
like,
but she just has. Them sitting there.
Love it. I think it's so sexy.
My whole drawer, I mean, but
Miss Innocence here. Whole drawer. Three of them.
That's not what I meant.
Socks are on the floor.
That's
variety.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. That's
there's
what I
meant. Rib for my pleasure. There's her, my pleasure.
No,
again.
That's what I'm saying. It's like some cheap ass fucking Planned Parenthood bullshit.
She opens it with her teeth.
Oh my
that
god.
Is gonna,
guys,
yeah.
Can you stop
thank
having
you.
A fantasy?
And they got crazy.
And
okay.
When she puts
okay.
it on too, oh, fantastic.
Condom.
Can you? By the way, can you? As a female, can you put the condom on the guy?
Unbelievable. Is this more, I thought we were talking about relationships.
We are. Obviously,
this is an aspect of a relationship.
Oh, of course I can.
Oh, that's
I mean,
amazing. Have you ever slept with somebody who can't? It's like the most, like, all right, I got it. Come on.
What?
Yeah, this happened to me.
I mean,
before.
I remember when I went to, I went and got, like, birth control at the college, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we had to take a class before we could do it. They gave a little bit of an intro for people who had never taken birth control before, or like any of like first sexually active people. And that's like when I first had sex. I was like, awesome.
Was in college?
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice.
But I was like, okay. And I remember. I mean, I already was like, I think I could
got an idea.
Get it. My first partner, he was well, a boyfriend,
partner.
You know. He. Oh, I'm trying to like say PC about it. I remember watching him do it. He like pulled it out and blew like, and then it was like the like, and then blew the other way just to see which way it goes. So you roll it down and
oh, nice.
I mean, he's experienced.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I was like, all right. I don't know what that means, but I guess that's what you have to do.
You've been doing it ever since.
So I've been doing it ever since, guys.
All right. Confession time here. First time I lost my virginity, I unrolled the condom completely before I put it on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's what the blow's for. You gotta
like,
blow
Can you imagine having to put that on after it's already rolled out? Oh. So painful and uncomfortable and awkward.
Is it painful?
Oh, yeah.
Is it because, like, an air pocket?
Because you're just trying to, like...
No, because I rolled it out and then trying to, like, pull it. It's like
it.
Putting
oh,
a bag on
it. Have you tried to put on a wetsuit before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Terrible.
That's, I don't really... I think she put it on the first time.
A wetsuit when it's already wet?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, I think she put it on the first time. I was
that's so sexy.
Borderline blacked out.
Well, that's
like she had been drinking, and my buddies were like, "No, she wants to have sex with you tonight." Like me and this girl have been messing around for a while.
Is this your first time?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was working at the bar. I was working. I'd be like, "No, she wants." Yeah, like I said, late bloomer. They're like she wants to. She wants you to take her home tonight. I'm like, dude, I'm working. I can't really fucking. And she's drunk, and I'm sober as a goddamn bird.
Get it?
Gives me
get
a
it?
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Well, we've been messing around for a while.
Yeah.
And I was just like, "Rip." And he goes, "Here," and gives me a 32-ounce glass. Fills it halfway up with 151 rum, and the other half with Coke.
Nice.
And I'm just like, he goes, chug it now. I'm like, okay. And he goes, don't worry, you'll get your tips at the end of the night. Go!
Wow.
Like this, and it all hit me like right when we got, I'm like, are you sure about this? Are you sure? Because it was just one of those things that I had ingrained in my head from my mom. No means no. Maybe means no.
Make her sign a consent
and
form.
And yes means ask again.
Your mom said that, really?
Yeah, she always... it's like one of those things.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm a chick. My mom would come like wait for me to come home from dances and be like, how was the dance?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was very innocent, though. Like, it wasn't like, did you hook up with anybody?
Right, yeah.
That, but,
no, my mom's was like, just make sure they do poke holes in their condoms. Like, she goes... She's like, I don't trust girls... She's just like this.
You poke holes in their condoms?
No, she's like, they might try and poke holes in their
condoms. Oh, they might.
Oh,
yeah.
They might.
Mom,
oh, wow.
Yeah, she's like, they might say, like, she might have said yes last night, but it might turn into, like, so I have that whole paranoia, like, thing.
Are you
going,
Catholic?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You got that guilt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I mean, I am too, but, like, not to contribute to the late bloomers, but I really feel like for people who are in our late 20s, and maybe some sort of, like, religion might have been involved younger. It could help with our late bloomingness. Not for our, like, guilt, but our late bloomingness. And even our parents aren't educated enough on, like, all of that stuff. My mom got married when she was 20 years old. I laughed my ass off at her because I'm like, really? You couldn't drink at your wedding? I'm going to be fucked up at my wedding.
Hilarious.
I'm going to be fucked up. Whiskey data.
Yeah, hanging out with the bridesmaid.
Now my husband will be just like, fuck yeah. She loves me. I mean, he'll know, but then he'll just be like, let's get crazy.
She's inviting other people back for the honeymoon.
You guys want to just like make it a...
Let's have a key party.
Where's the groomsman? Hi.
Oh, man.
All right.
I hope not. Jeez.
Oh, no. Mine's more just also confident. Like, recently I've become confident as a person. Like, up until...
Really?
Yeah. I'm all never been confident, like shy as all.
No. Like you are now?
Yeah, barely now. But before it was just like, nope. Like, oh, okay. Shy, kind of like it would take a brick the wall to fall on me before I realized, oh, she actually likes me. She doesn't want to be a friend.
Right. So she would
your friend zone guy.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Immediate friend zone.
Like years of it. So now I'm just like, oh, yeah, she's just being nice. I got it. She's
I'd rather be hated and have the girl can't stand me than be in the friend zone.
Now, yeah,
I'd rather think I'm just a piece of shit creeper than actually be. Ooh, let's go.
I'm starting to get to that.
Let me
zone.
Buy you dinner.
I'm just like,
you.
No.
I can see that.
Thank you.
Turn to the creep zone area.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm starting to turn your way where I'm just like,
no.
I'm done with this.
It's like, I don't want to be that guy. Like, if it's clearly defined, we're like, hey, we're buddies. Let's hang out. Like, I enjoy your company, you enjoy my company. That's different because I have lots of girlfriends. But if it was a girl I'm interested in, I would never want to be.
Okay, but okay, that's my other question.
History.
Go ahead.
Okay, so you say you have a lot of girlfriends. I have a lot of guy friends.
Sure, of course.
Like,
all girls do.
Do they?
Most.
Yeah, but guy friends, I'm saying that they're friends with. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know. Show me. I know what you're saying.
Okay,
yeah.
But you're saying you have a lot of girlfriends. Out of all those girlfriends, how many of them would you want to fuck?
Currently?
I mean, like.
None.
In the past, all of them. Okay.
Yeah, that's
all
how
right.
it starts.
Yeah. It's like, it just didn't happen.
This
I think Chris Rock has a bit about it. It's like, every girl that's your friend, you tried to fuck at some point, screwed up, got in the friend zone, and you're trapped there, right?
Trapped, but you like it.
Yeah, most
it's
of the girls...
It's a joke, obviously.
Right.
Him,
most of the girls that I'm friends with now, it's been so long that it's like, I don't...
Yeah, like, one of my friends, I'm like, no, I'm good friends with her now. Like, the way we became friends, I was, like, trying to... But I'm just like, oh, okay.
I'm best friends with the girl I lost my virginity with. She was my high school sweetheart. We were like, we dated for like 4 years.
Yeah, she came out and visited you.
Yeah, she came out here and visited me. And there was nothing, you know, there was no try. There was like, she actually ended up marrying one of my friends. And it was like, it was awesome. But yeah, stuff like that, I feel it's either girls that I have slept with and it just didn't work out, or girls that there was just something happened along the way and it just didn't happen.
Sure. Yeah.
But we enjoy each other's company. And then I have like one or two girls that I'm just like, there was never anything there, but they're just funny people.
Right.
So I keep them around.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I just keep them around.
Yeah, yeah. They make me laugh. They entertain me.
Dance for me.
Better be like that.
But you, though, your guy friends, they've all wanted to bang you at one point.
I mean...
Yeah. You don't think so, they have.
This is what I've learned, I mean, over the course of time with, like, you know, guys, boyfriends, actually.
How could you not tell, though? Every girl knows when a guy...
Yeah. I don't know.
Really?
I honestly am... I feel like I am... Now I'm getting it, like, after working in, like, you know, restaurant business and that for... Or bar business for, like, the past year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, oh, I have these things called, like, boobs and...
You do, by the way.
I literally... I'm
big fan.
You.
May I say big fan?
I mean, they're here.
Big
but,
fan.
Like, I'm saying... I literally don't... I feel like I just realized I had them.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, it's very important
Late
to know.
Bloomer.
Late bloomer.
Yeah, it's very important to know.
Did you just check on my boobs?
I've been since you got here. And I make no apologies for that. That's... I will never be
funny.
That guy that's like, oh, so I want to... I'd be like, those are amazing. Good for you.
Hey, I think that's good.
Big fan.
That's way better than a creepy, like, oh, God. Oh, God, I'm going to get all the way.
I've said that. I've walked up to him. I'm like, your boobs are fantastic. Like, thank you.
See,
they know they're there.
I mean, some do, some don't, but I've never once, like, thought of, like, oh, this is actually working until, like, being in this, in a bar atmosphere for the past, I mean, I've only started back into, like, you know, that area within the past year, so.
That's what I was going to ask you, actually. I was thinking about it on the way up here. Being, like, a hot chick at a comedy club around comics who are, comedy is very dude bro, like, it's us all the time, and we don't really get to go out and socialize with as many people as we'd like to, because we're stuck in bars all night, right? So, being that hot chick at the comedy club, is it tough to have so many people, like, obviously, you could walk into the open mic and sleep with whoever you wanted to. Is that a weird feeling, or do you get hit on a lot?
I think you just realized that feeling.
Honestly, yeah, thank you.
Oh, really?
Because
I've seen you work, and I've seen people be like, you know, checking you out. I mean, that's... It's usually me, but there's been others too, I've noticed.
I don't know, like I said, I started working at a bar, like a bar in Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
last summer, right before the summer, actually, spring. Yeah, it was on the coast. And I noticed that, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, this is the first attention from men that I feel like I'm noticing, you know what I mean? Like, there'll be times where I'll try to put something out there or like whatever, but the first time.
More detail, like how?
You know, I mean, guys get alcohol in their bodies and they're like a little bit, you know, more confident. Guys that wouldn't have normal, or guys that are super confident and then they're just there to have a good time. It's a bar, you know?
Right.
It's a bar. So, and I like to have a good time, so if I'm hanging around people that are having fun, then it's usually my brightest side of my personality comes out, I would say.
Okay.
Or party side, whatever it is.
Whiskey Dana.
Whiskey Dana, yeah. No, not exactly.
But minus the whiskey.
Minus the whiskey. But just like...
So Dana.
Dana. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's just it at any time. But noticing, you know, being hit on.
Sure.
I'm saying like... Hit on in the worst ways, in the nicest ways, and in the like, okay, I kind of like you too. Like, okay,
right.
Cool, that's great. But and at that moment, I shrivel up and I'm like, okay, well, I can't. I mean, I kind of have a crush on this person, but we're meeting in a bar. But that's never like been an issue, you know, for me. Like, oh, we're drunk. Like, this is never gonna work. I'm like, okay, well, we'll see how this works.
That's funny. All right, so the worst way you've ever been hit on.
I'm agreeing with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's been bad situations like that where I almost have to, like, fucking kill some guy, which I would.
Use it. Corkscrew. Use it.
I can see you cutting that bitch. Okay, so, but you, so you said, like the best way is like, all right, I kind of have a crush on this guy. Would you actually ever tell somebody that?
Yeah, I have.
You have?
Oh, yeah, of course.
See, I think that's adorable.
Yeah, it's like, nice. Like, really?
Crush on you. I have a crush on you, too.
What else can I do?
Right.
There's nothing else I could, I mean.
Like, if a guy's not getting it, like, not getting the hints, and you have to take the I kind of have a crush
on you. Yeah, I've actually had buddies tell me, goes, you know she was hitting on you. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I mean, yeah, for the most part, guys are clueless, yeah. Right?
Yeah, probably.
Am I saying, I mean,
I don't want to sell out the guys. Hey, guys come in two categories. They think that...
They're the shit.
They think that no girl's hitting on them, or they think that every girl wants to sleep with them.
Right.
Right? So it's like, so to fine tune that, it can be a little tricky sometimes.
Right. I mean, to let a guy know, they will know. I mean, for me, they will know that I like them.
It's like, they know.
They know. But I would say it's very hard for females to also get those things across because they're also insecure in their own way, too.
Sure, yeah.
And the guys that are most like, oh, all girls want to sleep with me, they're insecure, too.
Of course.
And then the guys who are like, no, she doesn't really like me. Obviously, they're insecure. But sure. It's like there needs to be a happy middle.
A middle ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree 100%.
But I think that's when it works for you know, chemistry.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. The guys are like, no girl wants to sleep with me. You're like, no girl likes that. And then no girl likes that. Every chick in this bar wants to sleep. That's,
yeah.
I don't know if you know anything about mathematics. That is impossible to even fathom that every girl in the bar wants to sleep with you.
Some of them
you
might be lesbians.
Unless it's, well, I mean, even that, it's like, you're not going to appeal to everybody. It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's not be.
I hate math, by the way. Please don't.
We've heard this a couple times.
Yeah.
I got 2 engineering degrees. Yeah. Don't use it at all.
Math is one of the reasons that I didn't almost graduate from high school. I hate math.
Oh, yeah.
But I respect it because I fear it.
Oh, okay.
So when I know...
Interesting.
I respect math because I don't understand it, but I know how mathematics works.
It's so easy to understand.
No,
it's like,
not.
Here's this
I have a learning block in math. I can't do it.
See, math's when I kind of like go to, like, everything can be broke down to plus or minus.
Bro, I took remedial algebra
what about long
4 years in college. Oh. Like... Algebra 1A. That's not even regular algebra. That's 1A, 1B, then you take the test,
wait,
then you take regular.
I took Calc 2 my freshman year.
Did you really?
Well, actually, it was only one, 2 semesters, and then I passed my 3rd semester.
You made it? I never made it.
You didn't make it?
Never passed
math.
How'd you graduate? I didn't. I dropped out because I was so bad in math.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
I was sick of paying for math classes.
I don't blame you.
I barely passed, like, I'm telling you, percentages, and then I was like, okay, God. Now I can take my GE
right, yeah.
requirement, and I took, like, how to teach second graders math, and I barely passed that.
Wow.
Yeah.
My problem in college is it was always, like, some Indian guy who I couldn't understand his English, much less his mathematics.
Oh, wow. I had a physics teacher teaching me math.
Oh, see, yeah, I took physics classes, and that's all based off math. I took Calc 2 my freshman year.
Look, stop showing off.
Yeah.
Okay?
I don't use any of it.
Damn.
Dude, I still count on my fingers.
Oh, me too.
I was tipping Hank last night, and I was like...
Hey, I'm not ashamed of that either.
You're not?
I don't give a shit.
Actually, up until recently, I used to be left hand, like, which one do I write with? That's how I used to, like, have to go, like, all right, which way is right and left? I'm like, shit.
That's funny. But just, all right, so it's not even math, probability-wise, thinking that nobody wants to sleep with you and thinking that everybody sleeps with you, you're both right and you're both wrong. You're not right, but you're not correct. You're right, but you're not... You know what I mean? Like...
No, I actually don't know.
You're right, but you're not correct. Or you're correct, but you're not right.
Oh, I got you now.
So, that's... I don't know.
Hit or miss.
Yeah, but I don't like that. I also don't like it's a numbers game. Like, I don't like... Like, I would hate to be
single. I'll hit on the next one.
Yeah, I don't like the guy that just rapid-fires hits on every chick at the bar thinking... It's like telemarketing. Like, if I make 100 calls, I'll get one sale. Like,
I absolutely have to have a moment with a guy for it to happen.
Yeah.
I have to, there has to be a moment, but I'm sentimental and I'm like, mm.
But I'm glad that you're actually opening up becoming a woman again because the first like couple months it's always like sports, beer, blah, blah.
Well, that's me.
And now you're like, I kind of need to have a moment. Like, that's awesome.
I mean, I have to, but like, I guess that's my struggle then. You can't have one or the other, or like,
no, because the vibe you put off is like,
generalization that I can't, or.
The vibe you put off is like, if you're on a date with a guy and the guy leaned in to kiss you, you'd be like, ugh, you're not going to kiss me right now and get all sentimental, are you?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you give off the vibe, but like, you take a beer cap off with your teeth.
Yeah, like.
Well, I mean, I do. Though.
Like, you're like, let me hold your hand, like, oh,
cheers.
That'll be a
I don't know what to do. There's that happy balance then.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to say, like, I'm a late bloomer, obviously. I'm trying to figure all those things out, like mesh the two worlds where I can totally be myself and hang with the dudes because I do. That's what I am. Like, I'm just this grown up that way, you know? But then I have this other side that, I mean, not other side. I feel like it meshes the two together, but
it does, but the vibe.
In a world that with male and female, like, the guys that I'm going to hang out with are going to be like, oh, chummy with me too, or, you know, when does it cross over in that way?
Yeah, that's a fine line to walk
to. I'm looking for.
And it could also, like, put up with you having a bunch of guy friends.
Yeah, that's
I'd rather.
Awesome.
I like that. I'd rather date a girl that has more guy friends than girlfriends. Because when the girls go out with just girls,
they fucking start to get in the girl's head and shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Those are not my girlfriends.
When girls have too many girl influences, like, he's an asshole.
See,
like,
that's what I'm saying, though. Like,
or dudes are like, hey, he just fucked up. Give him another, you know what I mean? The guy friends give better advice than girls do. Every day of the week.
And then girlfriends give better advice than guys do when you're trying to deal with a chick.
I think that's honestly...
Half the time, actually.
I disagree. I think women give horrible advice when it comes to relationships.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that's not a disregard to your female listeners, or, like, I'm not being rude to female. I'm just saying that, like, especially, like, if a guy were to ask a girl, like, hey, how do I get chicks? She's going to tell him what she likes, but not what works.
Actually, one of my favorite things about my friends...
Is there something that always works, though?
No, but a lot of women will be like, and this has been said, like, numerous times, just be yourself. A lot of times, right off the bat, that's not always the best plan.
Yeah,
you should be somebody. You should be somebody else, but you don't also want to be like, hi, how are you? I'm insecure, and my mom left when I was 5. You know what I mean? Like,
you
want to
be the best version of yourself.
Correct. Right. And just tell her how you feel. Well, sometimes that's not always the best.
Sometimes you feel like shit.
Yeah, I mean, think about, like, what you're going on in your day, your life, at that moment. You want to be the best version of yourself, of course.
Correct.
But what if I've had a shit day? Like,
that's
what
okay.
am I supposed to, what am I supposed to just be like, okay, you could have missed out on somebody, fine, but, like, you don't want to show that side of yourself anyway, right?
Well, I mean, I think if you're in a relationship, yeah, but if you're out there dating, I'm talking about, like, if a guy is asking a girl for advice, like, I really like this chick, what should I text her? Whatever the girl's going to say is probably not what the girl you're interested in would respond to, is what I'm saying.
Maybe
you
that's...
Mean, like, I didn't invite girls. You?
Huh?
I didn't invite you.
Yeah, that was probably not.
I'm missing out on something.
This girl was like, hey, what time is your show tomorrow at Flappers? Just a couple days ago. What time is your show at Flappers? And I was like, starts at 10, but I didn't invite you. Like, just clearly, like, just
sarcastic.
Throw it out there. Like, she never responded.
I mean, that's a text?
No, it's just like, if she can't play a little bit, then I don't want to...
Do you know her?
Yeah, okay. Of course,
well,
right.
That's fine.
Right, and then finally, like, 2 hours later, she's like, oh my god, you're so rude, just kidding, can I come? Right, you know, so it's like, okay, cool.
Did she ever come?
No, she had to work, but it's like I don't want somebody who can't play and, like, box a little bit, you
of course,
know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to come anyways,
but
you know what I mean? Like, I like
but if
that
you're just getting, if you're getting, yeah, playfulness is
yeah.
cool. But if you're getting to know, or, you know, somebody just met or whatever, and you come off as, like, you know, that could come off like a dick comment.
Sure.
But that could also be probably not the... woman, like you said, you want somebody who can play around, you can play around with.
Right.
But that's, if she takes it too seriously off the bat, it's like, fuck that girl anyway. Like, you probably don't want
to. Yeah, she takes it too seriously.
Yeah.
What else is she going
to
take?
What else is she going to take seriously?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, yeah, it sounded like a dick comment, but I mean, if she gets your humor and she knows that you're messing around, then.
Right.
Cool girl.
Yeah.
Cool girl.
That's why it's like when people go out, and like, this is what I've heard before too, is like, people like, they'll go out and they're head and shaking. She was like, really rude and she shot me down. Like, well, why would you want to hang out with her anyways? You know what I mean? Like,
she's
like an awful
rude.
Person. Yeah. Like, well, I'm kind of bummed out because I thought it was like, well, fuck her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, my new motto is fuck you, I'm awesome. Like,
well, there you go.
Like, not just with anything. I'm just like, all right, fuck it. I've been, like, miserable too long. Fuck you, I'm awesome. And then just move on with my day.
Like, I'm sure that's happened to you before. Like, a guy, you, like, maybe won't be interested if something happened. You're like, well, it's his loss. I'm not going to start over this guy who's missing all this.
Well,
man, I mean, shit, you helped out with that when
probably
I
probably never happened before.
Fucking
absolutely it has. Are you
totally
kidding? Gosh, you guys. You're making me out to be way, like, cooler than I
just, like, the persona that you put on until today, like, was, like, you, like, your idea of foreplay would be having, like, a belching contest.
Honestly, I do not burp. If I burp, I will throw the fuck up.
Really?
I cannot do it.
Good for you.
But I, you know, I mean, I am a, like, I still have my own personal things.
She'll box you, is what she's saying.
I mean,
no.
I can box. I will. I'll kick your ass.
Yeah. Southpaw, or are you?
It's weird because I write left-handed, right?
Okay.
But I throw right-handed, and I hit right-handed. I hit left-handed as well. This is getting really... Sorry, I'm going back to the jock fit. I mean, like...
All right. Are you wearing a jock strap at the moment?
No.
Okay.
Sports bra?
No.
No, she's not.
Not necessarily underwear, but... It's summertime!
Let it out.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Let it out.
It's summertime.
It's a little breezy down here. Love the summer. Good for you, Dan.
I mean,
yeah, when you said someone went in the bathroom, I was like, wait, oh, she's going to be a while. It's probably a girl getting in the bathroom.
No.
There's a guy. Did he just destroy it?
I mean, well, yeah, it's like a daily thing. We all just, it's like a household of people. This is what happens.
See, I couldn't.
We had one bathroom for four people in college, and it was kind of one of those.
I don't stand up.
Yeah, it's not quite a commune. It's not quite an orphanage, but it is more like a frat house.
That's hilarious.
We live.
Hey, you were calling me fratty last night.
Yeah, you get drunk. You get very. You get very dude bro-y. You get
very
frat boy-ish.
I'm very dude bro.
Thank you for the menage a trois.
Hey, you're welcome.
You were going to edit that perfectly, by the way, at the end. We're going to take a break and we're coming back. Thanks for the minute. All right, we're out of time, guys.
So anyway, yeah, I got my roommates, we were watching the game and they're all just screaming. We're all screaming at the TV. It was 0-0 and then it fucking went to 3-1 or 3-0 and then 3-1. And I was like,
so you missed the game to come talk about relationships with us.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's fun.
I was entertained. I learned some shit.
It's fun.
I learned some shit about Dana, which is the most important thing.
We can be.
Oh.
You want to keep going?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Gonna edit shit out.
Yeah, you're going to have to edit stuff.
You're going to have to fucking go in.
You need some more content?
Do it, actually.
We'll give you some more content. Do you have any questions for the males?
Oh, yeah. Are we still rolling?
Yeah,
we're still rolling. We never stopped.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me just...
Yeah, take your time.
You got it, Tinkerbell.
Oh, my God. Love that Tinkerbell?
No.
Would never be a Tinkerbell.
She would never be a Tinkerbell. She'd be Pocahontas before she was Tinkerbell.
You make me so ethnic. I love it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
What's your last name?
Bacheco.
Oh, yeah. Earlier, she's like, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything.
You get her some wine? She's like, Papi.
I've never said Papi.
Shut up.
Oh, going back to black
eyes. Wow, all right. Gordian slip.
Going back to the black eyes. I was excited to say it. So late bloomer, right?
Sure.
But my first freak dance was with a black eye.
You don't
say. I've never heard it called a freak dance.
Really? I'm so surprised.
Let me just tell you, listen, this is serious business. Like, my community would have a Friday night dance. It was called Totally Friday Nights, TGIF.
Ooh.
So retarded. But it's, we would have one once a month. And that was where, like, the public schools, certain schools were allowed. I went to private school. So, you know, I was with the same 15 dudes for 8 years of my life. I'm like, okay.
That's a small private school.
I mean, well, it's, you know.
Oh, so you got to integrate with the public school kids, the bad boys.
It was a community, you know. It's like in our community. And all the public school guys would be there, and I'd be like, oh, shit.
Here we go.
But none of them liked me. The ones that I liked didn't like
what?
Me.
What?
I liked all of the surfer boys. I liked all the surfer athlete boys, like blonde hair, like all that stuff. And none of them liked me. I was the weirdo. I was the one who's like this tiny-ass girl walking around, like, dancing and everything with this deep-ass voice, like, who the fuck is this, like, lesbian, you know?
Right.
But I love you.
Right, yeah.
Totally. You know?
Yeah.
But damn to the black guys. They're just like, girl, get over here. And I didn't understand any of it, right? Didn't get it at all. Freak dance, like, first time I remember, I was like, I don't know why I like this motion.
Losing your virginity.
Oh, yeah. Seventh grade, you know?
Oh,
like,
okay.
Or maybe sixth. Maybe it was
all right, so this was like your first, like, this is all right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would dance. All
right. This feels all right.
But, like, with my girls, with my guy friends, like, we'd just be dancing, you know? It's just what we like to do. But, you know, when it came to slower songs, I was always like, why doesn't Brock like me?
First of all, because his name is Brock.
His name's going to be Brock.
Brock, of course. And then he's going to flip his hair. And then, you know, like,
you're going after a guy's name, Brock.
Some blonde bimbo. He's gonna
Brock's
go
now with Blake, the guy.
Yeah. That's hilarious, though. So the black guys were like, yo, mama, come here. And just fucking...
The one that did approach me to get a free dance suit, and I was like, I don't know why I like this, but I like it, but I don't like you. I don't
know. That's why you're back to us.
I'm just not a type. No, it was front to front. It was
face to face?
Yes.
Oh.
It was.
He's got her leg up, just like.
No, because freaking.
The preacher comes in dressed as outlaw dancing.
Does he have the flashlight? He's like, no room.
No, this is not this is a public thing. This is a public, it's not Catholic.
The local minister dressed outlaw dancing in the town.
But honestly, do you remember freak dancing? Like, people would be down.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why are you down on the ground? Yeah. Like, nothing. Oh. Like, people go from top to all the way down to the bottom, and you're just like, oh, man, they
it hurts
are
the
finding
knees.
It out. But we would go down to the ground. Yeah. Why would we do that?
It's fun.
It's like a mating call.
I think it might have been.
Yeah. It's like, you know how this works? Just imagine when there's no clothes between us.
Well, I mean, I didn't imagine that.
Hmm?
I didn't imagine we'll any talk of later, those Justin. Things.
Right.
Oh, you do.
Huh?
You guys having a moment?
Exactly. I would like not to.
No, but that, I mean, yeah, for a guy, I mean, I feel like probably, in my mind at that age, I was like, I don't know what's going on. You
it's
know?
Dry humping with a beat.
Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that on a normal
beat. Are you a dry humper fan?
I mean, yeah, of course.
Big fan. I am
big
too.
Big fan of dry humping.
Old school makeout session, clothes on top of the couch. Love it.
A little 7 minutes in heaven.
Grinding out. It's the best.
Now, if I have the wherewithal to keep it like that, mm-hmm. usually if I'm wearing a belt, it
mm-hmm.
lands out. Okay.
A belt?
Yeah. Which I haven't.
Does the belt come in handy later or something? Or
come on now, John.
I'm talking about.
On. Swan.
You enjoy that, don't you?
No, I've actually never done that before.
No, I'm saying the John Swan part. Not the bell part.
Well, you were like being all, you know, like.
Oh, was he being sexual?
You didn't just see him. He pulled the belt behind his head as if he was going to whip something.
Oh, you might have.
Just
did
right
I think
now.
He might have. Roll tape back.
In case you were wondering, we did watch Django Unchained earlier.
Untaint?
I'm
Django.
So lost right now.
Oh, that's the cartoon. Oh, yeah.
No, not the cartoon. The Quentin Tarantino movie coming out. Watch the trailer for it.
I haven't seen that.
Watch it.
You just derailed my thought. We're talking about... You said... Oh, he was talking about, like, whipping you with belts?
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about choking someone out, but...
What? I don't think so.
Have you ever done that? Have you ever choked somebody?
Oh, choke somebody with a belt? Oh, you're talking
I was thinking more of the Superman or Wonder Woman position. But continue.
What's
I
a Wonder Woman position?
Arms on the hands on the hips, kind of like.
Is that like a sexual position?
I don't know. Just like kind of dominant thing.
Oh, right. So you,
you
like...
No more wine for you. Yeah, you're making no sense whatsoever.
When have I ever made sense?
Because we went from dry humping to she has a belt on. To maybe or maybe not choking girl out to Wonder Woman.
Like, gotta keep your pants on. But,
oh, yeah, you gotta keep your pants on. That's the best part.
Otherwise, it's
It's all good.
You're talking about enjoying a good old fashioned, old school make.
Love
session.
It. Big fan
Some
of
dry session. Humping.
Love it.
Spin right. the bottle, your favorite.
Big
no,
fan.
No spin the bottle for me.
Oh, love it.
I mean, I see you being very old school. You need to find a lady that is old school like you.
Yeah?
You really do.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel
Explain.
Like. I feel like if you find a lady, and there are several out there, that likes the same old school vibe that you do, you will find the right one to have your babies. And, and then she's really old school. Is that not true?
She'll leave you. That's where you spend the bottle.
You are ridiculous.
Is that not true?
I wouldn't say I'm that old school. I just enjoy.
But why not?
I enjoy making.
But why not?
Why not what?
Yeah, maybe
why not
fun.
Have those all the things that you want in a female?
Yeah.
But also in the same vein of like, yeah, getting it on and shit. Of course.
That's my problem though. But that's always been my problem is I've gone from point A to point B way too quickly.
Agreed.
And
Me
I
too.
Never take. And I want to start taking that time in between point
hey,
A to point B.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm trying to figure shit out.
Right. Yeah. Because I'm always like, I like this chick, I'm not going
to
see what, And then
yeah.
it's like, oh, fuck, we
see, I'm trying to go more from point A to point B instead of like, oh, let's be friends, let's hang out a lot. You want to do something more seriously now?
I'm down to fuck, don't get me wrong. However, I don't want to always...
You don't want to fuck on the first date.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, though, John, because, like, I mean, honestly, I'm in the same boat
yeah.
as DJ. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's like, you don't want that to happen... I'm not saying it always happens either,
It does. Mom.
It always does.
I mean, it doesn't, but it's something, like, you know, if you get caught up in something, like I do. I get caught up. Like,
I always get this, like, I totally wasn't going to sleep with you tonight. And I'm like, I know. And then it's like...
But it's really about what you want in the moment. Or not in the moment, because if you're focused on what you want in your life, like, really, then it will come into the moment, and then you'll be able to, like, either stop it or keep it going or whatever. But if you're just like, you know, this is what I want right now, then, and that's what you're okay with, then fuck it. Who cares? Like,
of course it's what you want right now. We all want that right now.
I mean, but do you really? Like, if you have the wherewithal to be like, okay, like, I kind of like you more than just, like, let's just fuck.
Right.
Right? And you wished it would be more than... Somehow, if you're not, like, uber-wasted, then it would be, like,
Whiskey Dick
I can
never
stop. Fun. Yeah, well, Whiskey Dana has stopped.
I didn't say Whiskey Dana, I said Whiskey Dick.
Whiskey Dick.
Never happened. In early 30 years, it's never happened to me once.
Really?
It's never happened.
Really? A couple times.
I've been blackout. Ridiculously. I've been blackout drunk, and I've still been able...
I've been in a relationship with a man that it would happen, and I'd just be like... Really? Are we kidding?
Really?
Not Did me. You understand how much I drank last night?
It could have been like... I don't believe in that, because it could be whiskey, but it also could be emotion and all those things mixed together. Like, for me too, like, I'm not going to be able to have the best time ever if I'm not completely there. Like,
sure.
I mean, you guys have, like, something to maintain as far as, like, you know, structure is concerned.
You're, like, maintain.
Your arm goes up. Yeah, it's got to be, like, a structure of sorts.
That's true.
For it to say, hey, I'm into this, where a girl could just be like, hey, I'm into this, but not really be into it, though, you know?
That's true.
I mean, but you could probably tell, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell if it's just, you know.
Yeah.
I hope.
No, you can. I was just saying, me personally, that's, like, I've been blackout drunk, I've never had, like, my problem is, like, not being able to, like...
Connect?
No, stay. Like, finish.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, that's it's, like, one of those, like, an hour, you're like, all right, we should probably stop, you know what I mean?
That happened once, and it was also because she goes, oh, yeah, I was about to ask, like, that joke about my mom asking me, or the girl asking me if I had condoms, and I was like, oh, yeah, I remember the joke about your mom.
That's funny.
That actually happened. I was just like, oh!
Wait, I don't get it.
I have a bit where I'm like, my mom gave me condoms for Christmas.
Okay.
And, like, I can only imagine if, like, she's just like, oh, I don't want to be grabbed. That's how the bit starts. And my ex saw me do that bit before we hooked up. And then right when we were about to, she's like, oh. I'm like, oh, what's up? She goes, oh, never mind. I was going to ask if you had condoms, but I remember the bit about your mom.
That's hilarious. I'm going to start doing jokes about being really rich. Because do you have, oh, yeah, I remember you said that you were a millionaire on stage.
Wow.
And I was just like... That night was just like,
That's so funny. Yeah, I can always get ready, but I can't always complete the mission.
Well, I mean, it's gotta be... Well, then you are looking for probably something else.
What do you mean? I'm talking about if I've been drinking.
Oh, drinking.
Yeah, yeah, I'm talking about whiskey. Yeah.
When are you... Okay.
Not during the regular... No, that's fine.
That's my other question. All right.
Go on.
This is exciting.
What is this? Is this...
This is my exciting
Okay.
And she said she was in a size whore.
I know.
Guys, just, I'm pointing directly to you. It's not about size.
That looks like a fish story.
I'm pointing
Go
to
on.
You guys.
Please.
Continue.
So, when you consummate...
You have to be... This is a podcast. This is not biology.
Because I'm trying
Get
to be...
Freaky
as, like,
now.
You know, like, this could be...
You could be a lady, but you could say sex. You can. You don't have to say...
When you guys are about to have sex.
Okay. Because consummate, I think, like marriage or something.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Consummate's okay. Like, okay, the wedding happened earlier tonight. Now let's make sure this is official.
So when
Man,
you're...
That's my biggest fear is, like, at my wedding day, I'm going to be too wasted.
Hilarious.
My cousin on his wedding day did not spend the night with his wife.
Wow.
Awesome.
He drove drunkenly home.
Question.
Cool. I forgot.
When we're about to
consummate.
Well... I want to rephrase it. We should keep talking because I want to get my thoughts together in this question.
Do you need a notepad? And a
yeah, I need a notepad.
You need to work it out.
Yeah,
because we've been very candid with
have
you.
Fun, have fun with
now,
the math
it's problem. Such a woman way. Like we've been very candid with you, and you're like, let me make sure I work this out so it's as ladylike
Look,
as possible.
I'm fine with sounding ignorant while I say this.
Yeah, we'll just throw it out there.
I'll think about it.
You gotta cross your legs when you're gonna do this play. When you write it out.
Okay, so speaking of, we were talking about the whiskey dick thing. Okay, has that ever happened to you? Obviously, you said that you were in a relationship with a guy. Like, what do you take it personally, or do you go, oh, it's just something he's going through, or do you go, hey.
Honestly, it's a phenomenon to me. I mean, not to say that it's fake. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not to say, like, oh, this is like as if a woman was faking it. But I also think that's kind of a little bullshit. But I don't really know. I don't have a man piece. So I don't know how that works. And, like, you know.
It's a mystery to us, too.
It's a mystery to me. It's mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Sometimes it's like, why are you doing that?
Because if emotionally you're connected, like, why not? Like, why wouldn't it
Sometimes work? I think you can be too connected and too in your head. Like, oh, my God, I really like this chick.
I really like this person. I don't want to, like, oh!
Yeah. Like, it's like saying, like, I don't want to fall down today. And you end up falling down.
Well,
you know what I mean?
If you're going to fall, you're going to fall.
Right. If you put the, I want to make sure I satisfy her. I want to make sure this is the best night of her life. Oh, my God, I want her to love me. And it's like,
that's when math comes in handy, too.
Yeah, too much math.
Start doing math when you're doing that. Just takes your mind completely off of it.
But see, I'm the opposite, though. It's like, I'm like, I get horny watching chicks yawn. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like,
let's do this.
Yeah. But that's never been a problem. However, it's always like, I'm always like, man, I should have waited. We should have, like, I hate that, like, I like you, you like me, let's hang out, and then one night we get too drunk, and it's like, the next day, it's like, we probably shouldn't. You know what I mean? I don't like that feeling of, like, are you okay? Are we, yeah, I hate that. You cool? Yeah, are you cool?
Honestly, yeah.
I never have that. I've had guilt the next day.
Well, because you're Catholic.
No, well, the guilt was because I actually didn't like the girl at all.
No,
but it was just like every 3 weeks I would just call her up like drunkenly at 2
See, that's awesome.
I felt so bad as a human being the next day. Like at night when I was drunk, like even
great, best idea in the world.
Let's do this. I actually deleted her number out of my phone and hit like, but somehow I would always find it and get in touch with her every 3 weeks.
Have you ever been with a guy that you weren't into? You just did it.
Just to bang it out.
Yeah.
Maybe
they call them slump busters.
Yeah, slump busters.
I'm trying to go through the Rolodex.
Oh, wow. do we need to write this down too? Do you need more pen and paper?
Paper ready.
We have a poster board in the back.
I need a wipe and driver's.
I'll go get that.
There was somebody that I would hook up with, like, you know.
Sure.
Was he into you?
Yeah, he was into me.
Just were like.
You know what? I think we were into each other, but it was not my right moment for myself. Probably the right moment for him, but, like, it just did not work out equally, you know? So it wouldn't have worked out at all. I mean, obviously, like.
But the sex was good. So you kept on.
I would not say the sex was good.
Wow. Okay.
But
mediocre.
I mean, it was good because.
Yeah, it's by batteries or vibrator.
No, I mean, look, I look for a connection. Like I really, really do. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I'm a late bloomer, so I don't know all the females' different perspectives. I know my perspective on it, and if I'm looking for a connection, then yes, I love this person. That we have the best time together as friends, but, you know, hooking up was not probably the best of our interests.
Right.
And at the time, it probably was not best timing for either of us. But we found comfort in each other, and it was fun. So we had a good time, obviously. But I would say, you know, I'm just saying, deep connection. Like, I ain't gonna be deep connection right there.
No. Yeah, like, I felt bad, but then...
I felt bad after it happened, but
the next morning
was very selfish at the time, and being like, well, fuck it, if I feel bad because of what happened, but it's still gonna probably continue, because we're both in the same...
I found out, like, a year later that I made her cry a bunch of times, like, oh, so bad about that. And my buddy put me in a chip sleeper hold, and I go, pass out on the ground.
Oh, is that so? He's like,
no, he just knew how to do it. I can do sleeper hold. No, you can't.
Wait, what? Why did sleeper hold come up in this?
He started doing MMA. He was like dating one of her roommates. He goes, yeah, you made what was even worse, you made her cry. And I go, oh, that was her name, because I would always call her by a nickname.
She was an MMA fighter?
No, not her.
Oh.
The guy who was dating her roommate.
Oh. Oh wow, this is.
He started to get into MMA like after he was.
There's a lot of trail.
Trails going on.
But
he put me in an actual like headlock, a sleeper hold, and I've never had that. Like people have done it to me, but I just like pick him up and I walk around. And he actually knew what he was doing, and I like passed out on the ground in the middle of a bar, shaking. And he's like, "Here, I'll help you up."
Oh, he got you.
Oh yeah, but he was just like, "Dude, you made." I'm like, "Oh fuck."
I saw that with what's that bitch Gina Carano fought? She's like white, blonde, probably Russian. Gina Carano.
She the Haywire chick.
Yeah. Wait.
That's a cool movie.
Yeah, that movie. I heard she was terrible.
She was, but the movie was interesting.
Yeah, but
actually, I think the only reason I think it was interesting is the person I saw it with it liked it.
Okay. Anyway, sorry. Tangents.
It's okay, I have ADD. Have you figured out how to ask your question yet?
No, forget it. It's
what's the quote? Just say it, just say it.
Actually, I
consummate, when you're about to consummate with a guy. Or a girl for us, because the question's for us.
I mean, like, how... Okay, so... We were talking about, like, being drunk and, like, whiskey dick, I guess, we would say. If you're about to, like, consummate with a female, what are the patterns of, like, fears that go in your brain? Because I feel like...
Is she going to say no?
Am I worried about what's going to happen after pregnant... Like, I'm talking about, like, till the ends of...
Oh.
To pregnancy, to STDs, all those things.
Yeah.
Like, you know
STDs never...
Terrifying.
Never popped into my head.
That's the only thing that I worry about. Yeah.
I go, is she going to say no? And then also...
She's in your bed and you guys are about to have sex. Why is she going to say no?
Well,
I just have so many weird things.
So, do you think because she's in your bed, she's going to sleep with you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't think that.
I mean, here's the thing. Okay, first of all...
What about if you're in her bed?
Yes. It's like going to the movies and go, all right, I'm not going to watch this movie.
That's the case?
You're in the theater.
No, John, don't worry, because you're okay. You're in good hands here.
Okay. Here's the
thing. We're only in the hands of an experienced...
No, I'm just saying if...
But okay, but...
If it's...
Love muffin?
No.
I mean, well,
if
look,
it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you're sitting around and laying in bed watching TV, that's different. If it's 2 in the morning...
Yeah, why not?
And you're in their bed, something's happening.
Okay, making out, but you're not... But that's where you get past the old-fashioned, is what I'm saying. If it is... 2 a.m., okay, and you have a female in your bed, or you're in her bed, you're ready for something.
Correct, yeah.
Automatically, all men are like that.
Really?
Me personally, yeah.
Wondering. Just
me,
a wondering question.
Yeah,
yes.
Something.
One to you. This is worth the two. This is not a size thing, you know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right, yes.
So yes, for you, maybe for you.
Maybe, I'm not sure.
Maybe. You're not
it'd be
right.
nice, but I'm like, I don't know.
All right, if we're speaking canon, can I tell you why?
Absolutely.
Okay, this is very canon. We can edit this out. This is too graphic. If I'm with a girl, like, I love to go down on girls. Like, that's my thing. I love it.
It's nice.
So, most of the time...
it's going down.
Most of the time, a girl will be like, we're not going to have sex. We're not going to do it, right?
Okay.
And then...
So, you don't
after,
think sex.
I don't think sex. Second. I just want to go down on you. Like, this is awesome. I enjoy that.
I'm actually in that boat.
But when I'm done, they're like, all right, we're fucking. You know what I mean? It's like, so I kind of like one goes into the other. And please edit that out because I think that might be too graphic. But yeah, that's...
Okay, understandable.
My goal is like, I just want to get you off. And it sounds so kind of like, I just want to make you, but I love doing that. But normally, 9 times out of 10, they're like, all right, thank you, we're fucking.
Okay.
And that's why I just assume... But of course, if she's like, no, it's not happening, then I'm like, all right, cool.
Well, that's where I go with what females prefer. We're talking about, like, black eyes, size-wise, whatever,
sure.
You know, all those things. Like, women who are wanting to, like, you know, I mean, we have needs, too.
Women love to get off.
We have needs.
Right.
Oh, yeah, so you're in the same boat as you. Like, I'd rather
you
get someone else off than, like, I can take care of it later.
Right.
I think that's the most important thing, is that men need to realize that women have needs, too. It's not white or black. It's not like, oh, they want a relationship, oh, they're crazy, or oh, they just want to have sex, or oh, they just want money. No, like, you know, we want affection, we want love, we want, some people want success, some people want just connection, some people just want whatever, some people want sex. It's like, there still needs to be, it can't just be white and black. It has to be, you know, evenly.
Yeah. You know, like a lot of guys are like, oh, I just want to get my dick sucked, or I want that.
I'm not a fan.
My goal, I'm a fan, but my... My goal is, I love...
Wrong females.
That's what everyone says.
I love going down and like that's like I've read books, I've studied, I've practiced. Like there's never been a girl that I couldn't get off by going up.
Not a lot of people want that.
I understand.
Not a lot of women want that.
Right, but they like other things.
They like other things.
Right.
Right.
I get that.
But I'm just saying, like,
if I'm, but that's what the older confidence wiser guy comes in. When we're in the bed, it's about you. It's not about like I'm not the 21-year-old that's trying to get my nut off, right? I'm beyond that. I'm the old guy, not old, but it's like that's why I was going with the question. Really? Why do women like older right? Why do women like older guys? Because in the bedroom, it's about y'all. Like it's not about me.
then the tuxedo came out.
It is about.
Oh, about y'all. Oh, there what? It is.
What
you kept texting? Detective.
It's about y'all.
Yeah. He didn't even know this would happen. That was awesome.
I said y'all because of the restaurant I worked at. They're like, you can't say you guys. You have to say y'all. I'm like, all right.
But where'd you work?
No.
Yeah,
it was a fine dining restaurant in my college town. They're like, okay. You have to say you all. And it just slowly turned into you.
I say y'all all the time, but yeah. I just like it because.
Hilarious.
No, I agree. Well, mine was out of guilt, too, because the first girl I hooked up with, I didn't do anything for her, and she took care of me, and I was just like, oh.
But she didn't know any better.
And then I felt guilty after that.
That's where the young part comes in. It comes with age.
Yeah, it's got to come with age.
Well, you're still young.
I mean, even me too. Like, I don't know what exactly, I'll be in the bedroom with somebody and be like, tell me what you like. Somebody who's
did you just pat your chest while you said, tell me what you like?
Okay. It's my niece.
So you don't mind asking?
No, I mean, I don't know.
You don't mind taking direction?
I don't mind asking. I don't mind any of those things. But when somebody asks me, that's a different thing.
Are you okay giving advice, giving direction? Do you prefer a guy asking, or do you prefer him just to go down there and try to figure it out?
What do you mean, go down there and figure it out? Like, I'm saying, like, I would want to figure it out together somehow. It doesn't mean just, like, get down there.
No, I'm saying, like, fumble. Like, would you rather a guy fumble around and try to get you off, or would you rather be, like, him going, you like this? Do you want this? Is this too hard to yourself?
I'd rather him know by what I'm saying. Like, I mean, hopefully
by your reactions.
What I'm giving is enough. That's what I'm saying. Hopefully what I'm, like, exuding out, you would understand.
Yeah, of course.
But if you don't understand, then I'm totally open to talking about it.
Right. That's good that you do that, because I know it sounds, like, self-explanatory. Like, well, if he's doing something I like, then he's going to know. A lot of girls aren't like that. A lot of girls don't show that. A lot of girls are very hard to read because they don't know what they like.
Well, sure. Exactly. That's the other thing. Like, you know, guys are all concerned with...
We start taking notes. What kind
of... Hey, we'll help you. Mommy and Daddy will help you.
I think that's the case, though. I think a lot of guys are...
A lot of guys are what?
I think a lot of guys are concerned with what a girl wants, like... You know, there's been times where it's been off the bat, like, what do you want? I'm like, wait, we were making out for like, you know, 15 minutes. Don't you already know?
Yeah.
Like, how can you not tell?
Right.
I can tell you easily. I'm fucking oblivious.
Well, then great. Like, let's figure it out together. You know what I mean? Like, that should be how it is.
Right.
And not like, you know, what do you want? Okay. Oh, let's just like get to what I know. Like, you know, it should be, let's figure it out together.
I agree, but I also think that sometimes, like, here's an example.
Even if it's just going to be fun, like...
Right. Here's an example. Like, rubbing a girl in a certain spot, and they're like, I've been doing that before, and they've been kind of like, okay, and I'm like, do you like that, or do you want, and they'll go just a little bit higher, because they don't want to ask for it, because they don't want to be the slutty girl that's demanding you in their heads. But just a little, and then you do it, and they're like, boom, that's it, thank you. And that's all it took was just a like, are you, and like...
That's right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's a woman who might be more secure with that,
right.
Not being like, okay, but that's all.
I don't figure it out. I don't think that's cool. Grab my hand and put it where you want it.
Yeah.
That's good advice, I would say. But most girls that are not necessarily confident enough to say, like, this is what I want because I don't want to seem like a slut.
That's what I'm saying. It's the role of the guy to be like, hey, this or that. This, you know, do
that. Or at least just make them feel comfortable enough to say, it's okay to tell me what you want.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Because you could be down there for hours trying to figure shit out. Because every girl's different.
Hours.
You're
theoretically.
Wrong after hours.
Mathematically.
Oh, you like
mathematically.
Theater? Oh, I heard that.
You'd be down there for days.
Oh, man.
Ugh, can you imagine?
Can
you imagine?
Feel like a
hours.
Chilean miner down
there. Oh, man, hours? Ugh. God damn, I'd be like, this is over.
Game over.
Just get out the notebook, you start writing stuff.
Let me ask you this.
It's going to be good.
Okay, all right, now we're on the hours talk, which, by the way, I was being
very sarcastic.
Yeah, ours is ridiculous. That's a chore. That's a job. Like that's
terrible.
Are you a time person? Is time a factor for you?
What do you mean time?
Time with between start and finish, is it? Do you have a necessary amount time block?
Like
you
only made it 5 minutes. What the fuck is wrong with him? Or
oh man, I don't. If I mean, hopefully time doesn't even matter. Or like I won't.
You're doing it right. Yeah.
Right. That's a good answer. Yeah.
You passed that question.
No, just because there's some people, and this has been my personal experience, there's been some girls that, like we're going back to every girl's different, there's been some girls that get really sore really easily if they're really quick to orgasm, and then they don't want it to last more than 15 minutes because they're done in three. You know what I mean? So every girl's different, so I didn't know if time was a issue.
Every girl's different.
They are. That's what I'm talking about. Like, girls don't realize that.
I think some do.
But not a lot.
Right.
Like, what we have to deal with is astronomically just retarded.
Well, I mean, you guys have to be ready to go in, like, seconds, right?
Yeah. Seconds.
Whoa.
Well, sorry.
Exciting.
He's ready to go.
What I'm just saying is, like, a lot of girls...
Spread out.
A lot of girls would be like, well, how come he doesn't know this? Or how come he... It's like, because every chick has a different thing, and you have to work. There's a lot of factors that people don't think about.
I mean, like... Even per chick, like, I don't think it's going to be the same. Like, for me, it could be quick and easy, or it could be like, we got to take a little bit of time.
Right. Okay.
So, it's not gonna just be the same consistency every time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. I hope it's not, because it's going to be a different
person. It's going to be boring, right.
Even if it's good every time, it's boring.
Or unless the person that you are with, you'll kind of get to know what your like groove is. I'm sure. I mean, when I was like with somebody that I was really into sexually, then it would just depend on. Yeah, it could either be in a second or it could be longer, and it would be awesome either way.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. Definitely.
It's just.
I definitely agree with that.
No, not
it's a comfortability thing.
Yeah. You're comfortable with them and you just kind of want it to keep going in that way.
It's like when you drive a car. Remember when you first learned how to drive a car? You were like, okay, I've got to step on the brake, I got to step on the right. And then it's like now you don't even think about it, you just drive. I think that's kind of.
Without driving. Like not,
right, you could drive without even thinking about it. Well, okay. But I think that's how sex with somebody that you're comfortable with is. Like, you're not, you know
right,
what they
want.
It's just going to happen. You're not like, oh, did I do that right?
Right, yeah, yeah. You
yeah,
know.
But when I was in a relationship with somebody that I wasn't, like, sexually driven by, it was...
Explain that.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, you sleep with... You,
manual transition.
I don't know. I can't, like I said, late bloomer business. Like, my first, you know, I could say there were awesome moments, but then there weren't, like, countless, you know, it wasn't... It was more of, like, our connection to each other rather than the sex, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It could be other moments lasting past that have, you know, taken over those memories that I remember. Like, we would have sex all the time. We were in college. We were, like, fucking, like, jackrabbits. But I would not really, I mean, not to say, like, it wasn't awesome, but... I was still learning too.
Mm-hmm.
So the first like crazy connection that I've ever had with somebody was way different experience than something that I had just was like, oh, we're just, you know, we love each other. We're
interesting.
Having sex. It was, I'm talking about like chemistry. I'm talking about like crazy connection.
Passion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Different than, you know, easygoing relationship. Best friends in the whole world.
Huh.
So, it's got to be different with each person, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, and it is.
But connection is...
There's always better when there's a connection.
Yeah.
Connection equals chemistry.
Correct.
Chemistry.
Anybody can just have sex.
So you're bad at math, but what about chemistry?
Yeah, she's great in chemistry.
Terrible at chemistry, but I know what that feels
right?
like.
Anybody can just have
they
sex.
Blow up, I know what it means.
Yeah.